Imagine arriving at work to discover your department no longer exists, your project has been scrapped, and your boss has been replaced, all in the same week. This life in the blender scenario isn't just disorienting, it's the exhausting reality many face in today's corporate world. In The Problem with Change, Ashley Goodall challenges our worship of disruption and reveals the hidden costs of constant organizational upheaval. The evidence is sobering. Employees in perpetually changing organizations experience 60% higher stress levels and are 3 times more likely to suffer burnout. Teams caught in reorganization typically see a 25% drop in productivity, sometimes lasting years. Yet we've normalized this chaos, celebrating comfort with ambiguity as a virtue rather than recognizing it as an occasional necessity. What if our approach to change fundamentally misunderstands human psychology? What if stability, rather than disruption, is the true foundation of meaningful progress? Business has developed an almost religious reverence for disruption. What began as Clayton Christensen's specific observation about technological innovation morphed into a one-size-fits-all prescription for corporate life. Disrupt yourself became the rallying cry, and related ideas like fast is always better collected into a new business orthodoxy. The fundamental logic of improvement inverted. Rather than fix problems through change, we now believe change everything constantly because change itself is good. Yet evidence consistently contradicts this faith. Studies show that 70% of complex change programs fail to achieve their goals. A staggering 83% of mergers and acquisitions fail to boost shareholder returns. The disconnect suggests we're dealing not with rational analysis, but with ideology, a belief system persisting despite contradictory evidence because it serves other purposes. The cult of disruption provides a comforting narrative for executives facing complexity. When uncertain what to do, disrupt and call it innovation. But at what human cost? Change fundamentally acts as a series of severings in our work lives. It cuts our relationship to the future, creating uncertainty, our ability to shape that future, questioning our agency, our connections with others, imperiling belonging, our attachment to surroundings, causing displacement, and the link between our work and its meaning. The human costs are profound, but often obscured behind vague terms like falling morale. Research shows that uncertainty creates more distress than known negative outcomes. In one study, people receiving unpredictable electric shocks showed more stress than those receiving consistently strong shocks. Without safety signals indicating when threats have passed, we remain in chronic anxiety. Similarly, when people lack control, they stop trying, a phenomenon Martin Seligman called learned helplessness. The health consequences are severe, worse than secondhand smoke exposure, with increased heart disease and compromised immune function. Our social groups serve as cognitive frameworks through which we understand the world. When these connections are severed through reorganizations or layoffs, we lose not just colleagues, but our place in a meaningful social structure. The resulting unbelonging creates profound costs, stress, increased mortality risk, and decreased happiness. During the Civil War, nostalgia was classified as a medical condition that killed 74 soldiers. This original meaning, combining Greek words for homecoming and pain, described suffering from displacement. Our attachment to places parallels our need for belonging to groups, with time spent somewhere being the strongest predictor of connection. John Bowlby's attachment theory suggests humans thrive with excursions from a secure base, a pattern applying to place attachment as well. We form strongest connections to places offering both security and exploration opportunities. This explains why stable teams within innovative companies might offer an ideal psychological environment. Meaning has two essential dimensions: coherence, whether things make sense, and significance, what they point toward. During organizational change, coherence is the first casualty. When employees can't locate their new boss after reorganization or don't understand their roles in a new model, their work worlds collapse. Our instinctive reach for a new normal after disruption reflects our deep need for coherence. Beyond this, humans need significance, the sense that events connect to larger patterns. When our stories help us understand the why of the world, they become both grounding and motivating. Our understanding of people at work is fundamentally flawed. While humans need predictability, agency, belonging, place, and meaning to thrive, workplace practices routinely disrupt these essentials, reflecting a narrow model where financial metrics dominate and people become mere cost centers. Since Milton Friedman's 1970 doctrine of shareholder primacy, corporate profit distribution has shifted dramatically from an equal split between shareholders and stakeholders to 91% going to shareholders today. This financial focus subordinates human considerations, forcing companies to justify people-focused initiatives purely in monetary terms. The widening gap between executive and worker compensation from 20-1 in 1965 to 399-1 today means leaders increasingly inhabit a different reality from their employees. As Dasher Keltner outs, power breeds altitude sickness, making leaders more impulsive, less empathetic, and poorer listeners. This creates the skewman model, reducing people to interchangeable units with market values and quantifiable attributes. This mindset pervades enterprise software, consulting practices, and corporate wellness programs that address symptoms rather than root causes. Cisco's research, analyzing 900,000 survey responses, shows that teams, not departments or divisions, are the primary drivers of performance, engagement, belonging, and meaning at work. Teams act as the lens through which employees experience every aspect of their workplace life, from corporate communications to successes and failures. Teams provide stability in three ways. They serve as homes for competence, where individual uniqueness becomes collectively valuable. Top teams were 23% more likely to leverage individual strengths over standardization. They create social belonging through little platoons that form our strongest workplace affiliations. Finally, teams connect individual work to larger purpose by establishing clear links between daily tasks and ultimate impact. Employees who understand this connection through their team's work are 2.8 times more likely to report high job satisfaction and engagement. In an environment of constant change, teams provide the stable foundation needed to navigate uncertainty. Like trees, humans need roots to flourish. When transplanted, trees lose 80% of their root system and face years of transplant shock before thriving again. Similarly, workplace disruption severs our psychological roots, relationships, agency, meaning, and confidence, which take time to develop. Established trees contribute vitally to their ecosystem by reducing pollution, producing oxygen, and developing their full character. Similarly, rooted employees provide more value and innovation to their organizations. Yet workplaces often treat people like interchangeable parts rather than living beings who need stability. In challenging the cult of disruption, we aren't opposing all change, but advocating for change that honors our human need for roots and connection. Like skilled gardeners, leaders should create conditions for human flourishing rather than forcing growth. When we respect our need for roots, we create organizations that are both innovative and deeply human.